Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Yes, it is Victoria. CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated. And thank you so much for joining me once again on Blog Talk Radio, Home-Based Business 101. Yes, this is the Passionate Travel Incorporated radio show. And once again, I am Victoria Falk, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated. And today, I have the pleasure of talking to you about the world's most beautiful beaches. Yes, the beach. How many of you just love sitting on the beach, letting the sun kiss your skin, laying in the sand, watching the beautiful waves, taking a dip in the water, just having a great time? And folks, yes, here we are. It is summertime, and what an awesome time to be on the beach. And depending on what part of the world you're in, you know, the weather is great in a lot of places year-round for you to be on the beach year-round. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine 12 months of the year being able to enjoy the beach? I still remember as a child going to Coney Island Beach in Brooklyn. Now, unfortunately, as an adult, knowing what I know about beaches, I just can't enjoy Coney Island like I used to. But it used to be so much fun being there with my family, my mom, my dad, my brothers. We would pack our lunch, right? My mom had that big old picnic bag, and we would take our blanket and go out to the beach and be there on the sand. We had our fried chicken in the bag. We had our rolls. We had the bucket with the potato salad. We had our snacks, our juice. Well, you get the point. We had something good to eat, and we had good fun with family and friends. And when you think of the summertime, that's what you think of when you think of the beach. Being there with your friends and your family, or it could be the love of your life, you know, but just enjoying yourself. Whether you're bringing your own music, you know, or you're just enjoying the sights and the scene while you're there. But, yes, there are so many great beaches. And like I said, I have been educated since I've, you know, grown into adulthood. I realize how the water is supposed to look. Now, when I was a kid going to Coney Island Beach, you know, the let's just say there were things floating in the water and the water just looked pretty dark. But as an adult, I haven't been to different places in the Caribbean. And being able to stand there and look down at that water and see beautiful blue water, beautiful green water, and to be able to see the fish, right, swimming in the water, and to see that it's just clean. Like, you see the water, you see the fish, and you see the sand. You don't see tires floating in the beach water. You don't see all type of crazy things floating in the beach water. I think because the water is just so beautiful that the folks out in these places, I don't know, maybe they just have a different type of consideration and they don't do the dumping in the water like other places. But folks, let me tell you, there are a lot of great places to visit for a lot of different reasons. There's Brazil, Bahia de Sancho in Brazil. Now, this list of beaches that I'm going to read out to you, I gathered this list from TripAdvisor. Yes, this list is the top 25 beaches in the world, according to TripAdvisor 2017. And this right here, folks, is the traveler's choice. So those of you out there who are traveling the world, having fun, taking vacations, these are the beaches that you've recommended for other people. Yes, and I'm excited because, like I said, I just love the beach. So why not, folks, if you love the beach and you need a reason to get to Brazil, get to Bahia de Sancho, and that is in Fernando de Noronha. Now, mind you, I might be pronouncing that wrong, but yes, it's Fernando de Noronha, N-O-R-O-N-H-A, and that is in Brazil. So those out there listening, if you speak Spanish and you can help me out in the future, let me know. Just going to throw that out there now. We do need some more Spanish-speaking travel agents. Now let's move on to the next beach. The next beach is Grace Bay out in Turks and Caicos. And yes, this beach is on the list because of its clear, clean water, hundreds of shades of blue and green, and the white sugar sand. And this is a beach that they say you can visit all year round. Now the next beach that we're going to talk about is Eagle Beach. Yes, Eagle Beach is out there in Aruba. And this beach is known as being beautiful, quiet, and serene. So this is one of your private beaches that you can enjoy when you want to get away from the rest of the world. And you can enjoy this beach year-round because of the beautiful weather in Aruba. Cuba, folks. Yes, Cuba is on the list. Playa Paricio. And this is in Cayo Largo in Cuba. Now, folks, you better get to Cuba while you can. You know, we were waiting for a long time to be able to travel to Cuba. But our president right now, he's putting some changes there. So you want to get to Cuba while you can. And this beach right here is known as being a gorgeous beach. And it's known for having beautiful blue water. And it has been described as being picture perfect. And you can visit year-round. Folks, that was Playa Paricio in Cuba. Now, folks, we know Florida, right? A lot of people love to get to Florida for spring break. So why not hit the beaches? When we think of spring break, we think of all the college kids getting out there, having a great time in between classes. And this beach that I'm going to talk about right now is the Siesta Beach. Siesta, S-I-E-S-T-A, Siesta Beach, out in Florida. And the weather in Florida is, let's say, usually around 75, 80 year-round. So that's good weather. You can visit the beach year-round. And this particular beach is described as being a photographer's dream. Once again, that is the Siesta Beach in Siesta Key, Florida. So, folks, make sure you head on out to Florida and enjoy the beach. And, folks, South Africa, yes, South Africa has beaches. Somebody was just asking me the other day if South Africa had beaches. And the reason why they're asking is because South Africa is known for its mountains and its hills. But, yes, Camps Bay Beach is known to be a massive sandy beach with some awesome cold waves. And the best time to visit this particular beach is between the months of November and April. So this is not one of your all-year-round beaches. So make sure you go at the right time so it's not too cold for you. That is Camps Bay Beach in South Africa. And like I said, the best time to visit is between November and April. So those are your months, November, December, January, February, March, and April. That's when you want to visit. In May, it starts to get a little cold, folks, out there in South Africa. So it's different out here in the U.S. when we're having our winter, they're having their summer. And when we're having our summer, they're having their winter. So if you go out to Camps Bay Beach in June, thinking that it's going to be warm because it's warm out here in New York, you're going to get a rude awakening. It's actually going to be cold out there. So make sure you go at the right time. And once again, that is Camps Bay in South Africa. Now, the next beach we have is La Concha Beach. That is in San Sebastian, out in Spain. Yes, Spain, folks. Let's see all parts of the world. Why not? Find an excuse to go to Spain. Let's head to the beach. And this is a lovely beach with a beautiful esplanade. And once again, there are also certain times that is preferred to visit this particular beach. And it's suggested that you visit between June and September. So once again, La Concha Beach in Spain is not a year-round beach. You want to visit between June and September. Now, the next beach is another one of the year-round beaches. And it is described as being a gorgeous beach. And this beach is Galapagos Beach at Tortuga Bay. That is Galapagos Beach at Tortuga Bay. And that is in Ecuador. Yes, we're going to different parts of the Americas. We're going to Ecuador for a gorgeous beach that you can visit all around. And I'm happy to talk about this next beach because I had the privilege of being in this area this past May. We're talking about Seven Mile Beach. Yes, Seven Mile Beach located in Grand Cayman, right? When people talk about the Cayman Islands, the island is massive. It is described as heaven on earth. Now, folks, when you describe a beach as heaven on earth, that is a beautiful beach. Beautiful. And you can visit year-round because of the awesome weather in Grand Cayman. So that is Seven Mile Beach. Now, Puerto Rico, folks, yes, Puerto Rico is on the list. And the beach is Flamenco Beach in Culebra, Puerto Rico. Flamenco Beach in Culebra, Puerto Rico. And this beach is known for its clear, blue, gorgeous water, right? So in between the mountains, you have the mountains in the backdrop. But when you're on the beach, it's clear, beautiful, and gorgeous. What a description, right? And because of the weather there, once again, this is a year-round beach. Now, folks, DR, yes, the Dominican Republic is on the list. And we spoke about spring break earlier. For all the spring break travelers out there, you know about Punta Cana. Woo-hoo! Punta Cana is the hot spot for travelers going to the Dominican Republic. And when you go to Punta Cana, make sure you stop at Bavaro Beach. Bavaro Beach, folks, is known for its soft sand and clear waters. And this beach is protected by an offshore reef, so it's nice for snorkeling. For those of you out there who enjoy your water sports, your water activities, and you want to go snorkeling, by all means, make sure you get to Bavaro Beach in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. And if you want to get to the Dominican Republic sooner, make sure you stay tuned because Passionate Travel Incorporated, yes, we have a trip going to the Dominican Republic next summer. We're going on a cruise, on a 7-day cruise leaving out of New York, and we're going to stop in Cayman Islands so you can get off that ship in the Cayman Islands and you can go to the beach. You can go to the 7-mile beach, right? And then you get back on the ship, and then we're going to stop in Puerto Rico. And when you're in Puerto Rico, make sure you go to Flamenco Beach, right? And then we're going to get back on that ship, and then the next stop is going to be the Dominican Republic. And when we are in Punta Cana, make sure you go to Bavaro Beach. And that's the beauty, folks, of being on a cruise. Because when you are on a cruise, it's like having multiple vacations. So with each port that you go to that has a beautiful beach, you can get off the ship and go to the beach and enjoy yourself. Now, we spoke about the 7-mile beach in Grand Cayman, but there's another beach in Negril, Jamaica, that's known as the same. And that is described as an awesome beach. And because of the weather in Jamaica, you can visit year-round. Now, the last and final beach that I have on the list is West Bay Beach in West Bay, Honduras. Yes. Once again, that is West Bay Beach, located in West Bay, Honduras. And this beach is known as being a gorgeous beach. And the best time to visit is from February to August. So what we consider as our springtime weather over here in New York is known as the best time to visit. So February, March, April, May, June, July, August. So let's say from springtime to summertime is the best time to visit in Honduras. The West Bay Beach, great for snorkeling. So that's the thing, folks. Some people go to the beach because you want to lounge on the sand, you want to relax, you want to enjoy your music and your food, just kind of escape the, escape the hectic lifestyle. But then there are other people who love activities. You're going to the beach to be on the jet skis. You want to go snorkeling. You know, some people want to go dive. I didn't mention it, but, yeah, some people want to go diving, right? But, you know, you can do that too. Hey, more power to you, right? It's all a matter of preference. What do you prefer? And that's the great thing about the beach, folks. anybody and everybody can find something to do or not to do. Whatever level of activity that you want for yourself, you can enjoy at the beach. If you just want to lay out on the sand and enjoy your lunch and your music, you can do that. If you want to sit there and build a sandcastle and, you know, read your magazine, you could do that. Or if you want to go snorkeling or jet skiing and all those different things, you can do that also. Just want to follow the signs at the different beaches. Please, 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 folks, do not, I repeat, very important, very, very important, do not assume that all beaches have the same rules. There are different rules for different beaches within the same city. So imagine if you're going to a different country, you're going out to the Caribbean, right? There are rules that you must follow. And please, keep the beaches clean. I spoke about having the picnic on the beach and all these different things, but your fall paper does not belong in the water, right? Your plastic bags, your lunch bags, whatever it is, do not belong in the water. So let's keep our beautiful beaches beautiful. When we talk about that clear green water and that beautiful blue water, let's keep it beautiful by not allowing our waste to float in it. So that's my public service announcement for today, people. Because, yes, I love the beach. I love, love, love the beach. I can't swim a lick, but I love being out on the water. Yes, I love being on jet skis. I think it's so sexy being out there on jet skis and riding the waves. You know, and just having fun, soaking up the sun and enjoying the beauty that is in nature, folks. So let's make it our plan. If you have not, I repeat, if you have not gotten to the beach yet, I implore you, you must get to the beach. And enjoy yourself this summertime. The beach is fun, and it's actually a little more affordable. It's one of those things that I have on my more affordable list of great activities that you can partake of, right? So grab your friends, make some calls today, and make some plans to head to the beach. And if you are going to travel to the beach, if you're traveling outside of your city or state to get to the beach, why not travel as an exclusive VIP travel member? Why not travel with the perks and benefits of a travel agent? That's the kind of travel I'm talking about, folks. Traveling where you're able to save money off your own personal travel and to make money when other people travel. Because when we talk about travel, we're talking about how to have a happy, healthy, productive lifestyle. Who wouldn't want to enjoy a happy, more productive life through travel? Come on, folks, it's a no-brainer. So I encourage you, if you are out there and you want to learn how you can travel to the different beaches of the world and get paid when you travel, earn free trips, please let me know. Contact Victoria Falk at 347-658-8459. Or you can reach me also by email at VictoriaFalk777@gmail.com. It's Victoria Falk. It's Victoria, F-A-L-K, 777@gmail.com. And you you want to know about income, you want more information, feel free to go to the website and watch our little video. It's www.passionatetravel.info. That's PASSIONATE travel, TRAVEL .info. So you can watch a little video and learn how you can travel and enjoy yourself and have a happy, more productive life. And I'll be glad to tell you more. 347-658-8459. And for everybody who decides that they want to join our travel program before the month of July is out, we have a special gift just for you. Yes, a gift just for you. You can get a cruise certificate valued at $500. Get $500 off the cost of your next cruise when you enroll in our travel program before the end of this month. So whether you enroll as a travel agent or if you want to be that VIP exclusive travel member of our program, either one, you will get that $500 cruise certificate. So do not delay, folks, because like I said, this offer is good for a limited time. So enjoy those beaches of the world and save money, make money, enjoy a happy and productive lifestyle, and live passionately. So once again, folks, today's list of the 25 most beautiful, beautiful beaches in the world, that list was compiled by the Traveler's Choice on TripAdvisor for this year, 2017. So we talked about Brazil, Turks and Caicos, Aruba, Cuba, Florida, South Africa, Spain, Ecuador, Grand Cayman, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, and the last beach we spoke about was Honduras. So if you have any questions about the beautiful beaches in the world, or if you want to travel to one of these awesome places, or if you want to travel and get paid and earn perks and income and earn free trips, yes, Passionate Travel Incorporated can help you with each one of those things. Once again, you can reach us at 347-658-8459. Life is short, folks. Live passionately. Thank you so much for listening today. I ask you to tune in once again on Monday for the Passionate Travel Radio Show. And we have some awesome programs throughout the week with Baba Jahi and Cynthia Jahi of the Home Base Business One-on-One Radio Network. So please continue to tune in. And this is Victoria Falk signing off so I can go live passionately. Until next Monday, folks, have a passionate week. Mwah!